Ephesians, as we are going through the book of Ephesians, and we are on verse 10 today, chapter 2, verse 10. And so let's continue scripture by scripture. Ephesians 2:10. What a blessing to go through the book of Ephesians. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. You know, especially when we finish chapter 2, verse 8 and 9, says that we are saved by grace alone. Grace alone, that means nothing, no human works, no merit, absolutely no works at all, but by grace alone that we have been saved. And now here comes. Then verse 9 says, not of works, lest anyone should boast. So no works involved at all. Then verse 10 says, for we are his workmanship. And here we see here, and I see, when I see this scripture, a lot of times, okay, now verse 8 and 9 is grace, verse 10 is works. But I don't see it that way. I see verse 10 as a lot of grace there. I see verse 10, the foundation for the works is grace. That's the way I see it, and I'm going to prove it to you in the Bible. I'm going to show it to you. A lot of things you haven't heard before. So I want you to tune up your brains in the Spirit of God and really think what you're going to, what I'm going to say. Now, even the word workmanship is poema in Greek. You know, it's amazing. As you know, the way to heaven is not through human efforts. It's not through any kinds of works that we had to do that we got to go to heaven. But the Bible says it is by God's grace alone. Now, grace was given to the believers before the foundation of the world. Now, all the believers, every one of us, were born in Adam, and we were all born in sin. Because we were born in sin, we deserve the wrath of God. We deserve the punishment of God. Because we have violated all the commandments of God. Whether in our action, or in our mind, or every different way, we have violated his commandments. Yet, God in his mercy and his grace sent his son to die for us. And God is the one who initiated the salvation, and not us, apart from any works. That's why Ephesians chapter 2 verse 9 says, not of works, lest any man should boast. So that there is no room for boasting, saying, I accepted the Lord. It's my will. It is I said a prayer, or I went forward. No I's. It all goes to God. He is the one who did the work by his grace. Now, when we see Ephesians chapter 2:10, when it says, for we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. How can we reconcile these two scriptures? How can we reconcile in verse 8 and 9 says that we are saved by grace, and verse 10 says we are his workmanship? One being negative, which says we are not saved of works. And immediately after that, talks about workmanship. So verse 8 and 9 speaks, the way to salvation is not of works. Verse 10 says, the result of salvation is of works. The way to salvation is not of works. But once you are truly saved, you will see the works. When you see in context, the way to salvation is by God's grace alone, not of works. As the previous scripture is very crystal clear, by grace you have been saved. Now the result is the works. John Calvin said,